Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Carlton Dufresneau joins us now from the Causeway, the general manager of the Causeway. Hey, Carlton, how you holding up?
It's a lovely day in the ice field today, Dave. How you guys doing?
I'm celebrating the fact that there are no freezing temperatures anywhere in Louisiana right now. The entire
state is above freezing.
Come on. Diggity
damn.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on. Come on, sunshine. We need you.
Yeah, 38 at the airport. 37 there. So on the south side of the bridge, it's 38. On the north side, it's 37 right now. So you've got above freezing conditions from one end to the other of the causeway.
We need it. Despite all the mechanical equipment out there, there's nothing better than the sunshine and rising temperatures.
You know, the saving grace has been, if you look at your mid-bridge cameras, Mother Nature yesterday did a lot of the work for you in the middle of the bridge.
Much more than we anticipated, and it's the challenge we're facing right now is, unfortunately, much of the work we had done yesterday with the low temperatures last night, that snow, the residuals, the liquids all turned to ice, so we're scraping a lot of that off. In fact, more on the south end of the bridge, surprisingly. We've still got a big ice cube on the last about 2.5-3 miles of the northbound bridge that a bunch of crews are working on right now. And on the southbound bridge, we've got the exit of the southbound bridge open. We're working on the entrance of the northbound bridge. Actually, I'm watching them right now. And then the ice that had reformed on the southbound bridge and the humps, the guys are out there trying to take care of it at the moment. We hope like heck that we will be able to get some first responders going back and forth this afternoon. Initially, it may have to be escorts. It's still pretty slippery out there. But as you said, the best thing that's going to help all of us, frankly, is thank gosh the sun's out strong, the winds are down. Mother Nature, the good Lord here, is going to do the biggest kind of warm-up I think we can get to get rid of some of this muck.
Yeah, you pointed out some of the bass awkwardness that we're seeing with this storm. Last night it dropped into the 20s south of the lake while it was still in the 30s on the north shore. So
I did not realize.
Yeah,
that makes
so
sense.
That's why you probably have more ice at the south end of the bridge is because it was colder longer. Just like we saw far more snow, and you told us about this before, far more snow on the south shore than the north shore.
Yeah. It's starting to melt pretty good, but south side of the levee's in the shade, which is kind of fun. You know why? It did have more snow build up from the wind. That's why. So that's still blanketed all white. When we do get first responders on the bridge, they're still going to see a considerable amount of snow against the shaded lanes more than anything else. But we'll do our darndest to try to get at least one lane open for first responders before the day's over with.
Yeah, and even those concrete walls and those guardrails create some shade. And so, you see that snow sticking around up against them.
They do, and it's amazing that just a little designs in the two bridges, the 56 bridge allows more wind to go across it. The original, it's a westbound, the western more of the two bridges now. So that one's got the majority of the ice today. And yesterday it had the majority of snow. So it's a flip. But one way or the other, we're going to get the daggone thing open. I appreciate everybody's patience. It's still, I know we're all getting kind of locked in here, but the message to everybody, please, unless you're a first responder, it's an absolute emergency, not only for traveling the causeway, but all over. It's slippery as heck outside. So, you know, if you don't have to travel, please hang in for one more day. And if you do have to travel, please make it short. And, man, pay attention to every doggone turn you make and watch the brake.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So today, for getting emergency responders across the bridge, do you anticipate, because we just talked with Jacques Thibodeau, the director of GOSEP, he said tomorrow all schools are going to be open, all government offices are going to be open, and he expects all businesses to be open. For morning drive tomorrow morning, do you anticipate people will be able to use the causeway on Friday morning to get to school, work, and wherever they got to go?
I love that optimism. I'm going to hang on to it. For the moment, call me back after 2 o'clock this afternoon, okay? Please, we're going to have a much better feeling then on how much the good sun helps us. The problem we've got right now is the ice. You know better than I probably. How cold is it going to get tonight?
We are going to drop on the North Shore back into the 20s with a hard freeze. On the South Shore, just below freezing, it looks like.
Okay, that's the problem we have. If we get any ice today, you know, it's a 24-mile bridge, we may have 99.9% of that doggone thing cleared, but if we got that one little percent that's got an ice spot in it and somebody hits it and unknown, then that could cause a major mess that none of us want. So that's going to be the big problem. I am hopeful that if we can get this thing, get the first responders going, and frankly, the first times we do that, it's going to probably be a escort of our vehicles leading some of these folks back and forth. But if we can get some first responders going back and forth, then we'll be able to keep a lane open, keep that warm, and in that case, we'd have a much better probability of being open for some type of normal operations for everybody tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, 22 will probably be what it is in Mandeville tomorrow morning at sunrise, and 32 in Metairie, so...
Well, look, here's the good news. You told me we got all kinds of good warm temperatures coming today. And what, we got sun until at least, high sun until at least 4,
five,
and daylight, I think, until 5:30 or so. So
let's hope the sun melts and evaporates all that liquid.
That's it, buddy. That's the best thing on the planet for us. And look, I cannot express my appreciation enough to you guys, all you folks with WWL, to get the message out, not only about the causeway, but all of us. You guys are magnificent always and stellar when the stuff hits a fan.
I got to ask you, Carlton, before I let you go,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to create any controversy here, but I know it's out there, so I just want to know what's going on. Yesterday in the city briefing, they were talking about the snow plows from Indiana that have been helping out in the city of New Orleans. And they said they had sent them to the Crescent City Connection, and they were going to send them over to you at the Causeway to try and plow all that snow out of the way. But then y'all waved them off, said, no, we don't need it. Thank you. We got it. Can you explain to us what happened with that?
Sure. The problem we had when we talked to them, actually I talked to them, I guess, Monday night, made the request. Forgive me, I don't even remember when now. It's not a bulk of snow anymore. It's just the patches of it that we got to get the ice out. And it's initially, if we had those things Monday, when was it, Tuesday morning?
Tuesday, it's so confusing because Monday was MLK Day and the inauguration, so nobody was going to school and work Monday, so a lot of people thought it was Sunday, but the snow fell on Tuesday, and today's only Thursday. You've only been doing this for 3 days, Carlton.
Okay.
Probably feels like a month, I know. But
the first day, if we had them that first morning when everything cleared up, they would have been a help then. Because that could have been literally the plow to go through it. We don't have the situation of the 24 mile long ice cubes anymore. That's we made a tremendous effort yesterday. All the guys did great, and the sun was the biggest thing for us. So, to get a snow plow out here at this point, it would not do any good.
Gotcha. They'd just be running over frozen pavement not helping in the fight.
Having said that, I cannot express my enough appreciation to not only New Orleans, J.P. Jefferson was offering help. And actually, we got some of their front-end loaders out here today. Mandeville has been helpful to us, too. So all of those folks coming to the plate have been very, very helpful.
Carlton, due for show. I guess we'll have to schedule it to come on after 2 o'clock so we can let people know if they should plan tomorrow morning to take the Causeway or if they're going to have to consider some other way to get across the lake if they are indeed having to travel with everything theoretically being open tomorrow, as Jacques Thibodeau told us.
Let's keep that optimism.
All right. And I know between Mother Nature and your crews, hopefully we see significant progress today. Carlton, I appreciate everything you do, and I understand everyone being confused about what day it is and what day this happened and what's been going on. We're all lost in this weird time warp now, and you are definitely not alone in that.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Carlton.
Everybody take care. Be safe. See you.
Carlton Dufresneau, General Manager of the Causeway here on WWL.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.